Yeah. It's sort of one of the rules. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza doesn't really count if it's not recording.
I was hoping to have an interview, but it didn't pan out.
Last ever radio extravaganza will not be airing this week. so that we can bring you a special sign-off announcement. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can be heard on the internet at the address counterfolk.com/last-ever. Archives of previous shows. More information can be obtained by emailing ken@counterfolk.com. That's the email address, ken@counterfolk.com. The telephone number to speak to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza will be 512-472-KOOP. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza will resume broadcast next Tuesday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And KOOP Austin now concludes this broadcast day. Corpus Corporate of Empty Radio for Austin, Texas, and is licensed board of records of Tishner, the corporate of the company. This is Austin Co-op Radio on the 791.7 MHz. Effective radio power, 3,000 watts. Co-op, non-commercial, educational. It's a station. It depends. It's heavily on listener contributions. Business and right. Member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the cooperative, the business underwriting, and it depends on them, and also co-op broadcast 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on co-op do not necessarily affect those of the board of directors, staff members, or underwriters of your office and studio located on 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. And for information about co-op, call 472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM KBRX Student Radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station. And now, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. On Co-op 91.7 FM, Austin.
For you and me, the middle hour of our grief. So many have suffered so great a loss. And today we express our nation's sorrow. We come before God to pray for the missing and the dead, and for those who love them. And the Lord of life holds all who die and all who mourn. It is said that adversity introduces us to ourselves. It is to join together political parties. Both houses of Congress. It is evident in services of prayer and candlelight vigils and American flags, which are displayed in pride, in wave and defiance. To answer these attacks and rid the world of evil, war has been waged against us by stealth and deceit and murder. On Tuesday, our country was attacked with deliberate and massive cruelty. We have seen the images of fire and ash.